Adam here from day one. Just a quick message from one of our sponsors. Standard Ledger is your trusted partner for end-to-end financial support. They provide core accounting services plus expert financial guidance when you're ready to scale. Whether you need help with bookkeeping, payroll, R&D, or even fractional CFO services, their team supports founders across Australia to manage finances, raise capital, and grow their businesses. Visit dayone.fm/standard today to book your free chat.
I think I referred to Silicon Valley at the time as the wealthiest insane asylum on earth. There was just money sloshing around in the streets. I thought it was nuts at the time, and it was.
That's Evan Thornley, co-founder of LookSmart.
When we took the company public, when we took LookSmart public in August 99, that was really the first NASDAQ listing of an Australian tech company. Just before the crash in March 2000, you know, we had a market cap of $14 billion. That was real money in those days. I think we were number six on the Australian Stock Exchange for market value.
LookSmart was one of the many companies that had grown incredibly fast during the dot-com boom of the late 90s. But in April 2000, the bubble was about to burst.
We sacked 162 people in one day. That wasn't the happiest day of my life. But as I said to the team at the time, you know, we either lose 162 jobs now or we lose 600 jobs a few months from now. So those are our choices. So while it was fairly obvious, I think, to any sensible person that the world had changed and that you needed to survive a nuclear winter, some people who should have known better, just sort of were in complete denial. They just wanted the party to continue and were sort of unable to comprehend that the world that we had known had changed.
On episode 2 of the history of the Australian startup ecosystem, what the early 2000s had in store for Australia's startup community. Subscribe to the history of the Australian startup ecosystem wherever you get your podcasts.